Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is a great member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 11 years, he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of the landmark book on China, China Inc. And then his book on the demography of the world, Shock of Gray, is a book that it's not in my bookshelf. It's on my desk. I keep it close by because I still benefit from it all the time, and I encourage you to do the same thing. A former floor trader and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. That tells you he's got some guts and some backbone. He's a street fighter. He's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. So glad to be with you.
You know about hand-to-hand, don't you? If you've been,
hand-to-hand.
A trader, you got nerves of steel and ice water in your veins if you can trade commodities, right?
Well, it's a tough market. I always tried to be market neutral, though, because I didn't have the guts to take huge risks. I have noticed recently that, a lot of the things about China and about the aging population that are coming out in the campaign are things you and I have been talking about for several years.
You forecasted, reported on, and indeed prophesied. There's no question about it. I mean, you're not just back here all the time because of your pretty face, Ted, just because of your record. So, Chicago, a lot of people in the world, a lot of people in America, I'll say this, don't realize the influence that Chicago has on almost every part of America. Politics, business, finance, etc. Chicago is an amazing nerve center in the history of America, isn't it?
Well, it has a few things that separate it. One is it's the center of a $3 trillion regional economy, which is, would put it right up there at the top economies
right,
of the world.
Right, the Midwest, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the most diversified economy of any big city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it weathers economic ups and downs different than other cities. Like if you look at New York, it's a finance center. If you look at L.A., maybe it's an auto and entertainment center. Houston is a energy center. Chicago, no one business sector is more than 14% of the economy.
Right, right.
At one time it had more large company headquarters than any city in the world. That's changed a little bit. New York is, a lot of that has shifted to New York, but it's still a big, big center.
It shifted to New York because a lot of those big companies became multinationals.
That's right.
And New York was closer, and more of their people wanted to come to New York and that kind of thing. But Chicago's also been a beneficiary of some immigrants like Boeing over the last 10 years.
That's right. Chicago's trying to build a hub as a corporate headquarters center. So a lot of companies that have large manufacturing organizations or service organizations spread out over the world pick Chicago because sometimes they want to get away from their union workforce. Sometimes they want to be close to O'Hare Airport where they can get anywhere. And it has the legal and financial services here that can service these big companies.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody should underestimate the different kinds of discreet and sometimes not so discreet power. There are major national and international power brokers in Chicago. Am I right, Ted?
Well, one of them is in the White House.
Exactly. But where did he come from?
He came right out of Chicago.
If you think Barack Obama isn't a product of the Chicago mechanism, the Chicago machinery, then you're naive or just out of touch.
Yeah,
I mean, many people believe that Jack Kennedy, the election was swerved in his favor at the last minute through what happened in Chicago. Many people believe that.
Yeah, without the support of the political machine.
The Davy machine.
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. So Chicago is important, but you're saying
Chicago's
that
important.
But some things are changing, right? There's some sea changes. I've got 30 seconds.
So,
give us a tip on one of them.
So Chicago, one of the sources of Chicago's power has been this very clubby group of corporate leaders, civic mm-hmm. leaders, and so on. But right now, Chicago is going through a huge amount of change in corporate seats. So half of the Fortune 500 companies here have had CEO changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened in a year where CEO changes were down to historic lows everywhere else and mm-hmm. historic highs here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a bellwether for where the economy's going.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back, and we're going to connect it all the way out to the last mile on Main Street where you and I are. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting. I'm right back with Ted Fishman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.